Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shane Lang, and he is the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning.
Well, some people maybe have already guessed, if they've sort of been from the area, that we're going to talk about the 65th annual Operation T-Bone. That's a lot older than you are, Shane.
Yeah, it's got me at least double name.
But being president of Chamber of Commerce, you've got to pretty much know something about what's going on. So let's kind of start with, actually it starts tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah, Friday's kind of our kickoff. We started having a hamburger cookout and stuff like that down by Albert the Bull. You know, there's a lot of people from out of town that like getting their picture taken with him and everything like that. So the Children's Nest, which is a new daycare going to start in Audubon here this fall, is actually kind of spearheading that deal. They're going to have a bunch of games for the kids. The T-Bone Association is going to grill hamburgers, and whatever, you know, over they make, they're going to donate to the Children's Nest.
Oh, great.
It's really a good deal.
Yes. Working together makes things happen.
I think last year, I know it was Albert's 50th, so it was kind of a special deal last year, but I think we had over 500 people down at T-Bone down by Albert.
Yeah. And so what time does that start?
That starts at 5.
Okay.
I think it's hamburgers, sweet corn,
all
that stuff. So
sounds yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, 7:30, there's a figure eight races out at the fairgrounds. And followed the figure eight races, there is a fireworks display.
Yeah.
They happen out at the fairgrounds, but you can see them pretty well everywhere.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised as I was looking, you know, I think, okay, 4th of July is over, we're no more fireworks. Hey, any special occasion, you could do fireworks.
Yeah, and we got a fairly decent fireworks show. I know Dave Witt, another chamber member, has been heading that up, and he's done a real good job the last couple of years.
Great, okay. And so we go from Albert the Bull, and when that's kind of wrapping up, then you go head on out to the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then, for some people, they need to head back to the city park.
Yeah, we have a teen dance. You know, there's right there on the new city square stage. You know, we got a DJ. There'll be chaperones and stuff like that. Just trying to find something for some of the younger kids to do so they can get together and have fun. T-Bone Days also.
And free admission.
Yep. There's
the right price.
That's the right price.
That is correct. Okay. So full evening of things on Friday to kick off T-Bone, Operation T-Bone. So let's take a look at Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday's a full day of fun and everything else. You know, you can get breakfast there at the Memorial Building right away in the morning. Then there's also the T-Bone Fun Run and like 5K, 10K for those people that like exercising. So they usually have a good turnout for that. It's a good fundraiser for them.
Well, it's relatively early in the morning.
Yeah,
I know
it starts at 7:15. We just try to get people through that.
You bet.
That done so we have time to set up for the parade and all that other stuff. So.
Yeah. Do you want to jump right to parade, or you want to mention some other things
first? Well, I was going to go through, like, the crafts. I was talking to Barb here earlier this week. It sounds like Main Street's pretty well going to be lined with crafts. It's maybe going to be one of our bigger years with vendors and, you know, flea market type of deals.
I was going to say, and Shane, when you talk about crafts, now you may not be into this, but the recycling, re-upping, junking, all that sort of thing is big, and I'm guessing
my wife's into it.
All right,
I could recycle it. All right,
but people, you know, it's a creative kind of thing to do. Some people look at something and go, "This is what I could do with that." So it's kind of reaching there for creativity. So that's good to know. Basically, the main street there will be closed off for the vendor people.
Yep.
Okay.
So then at like 10 o'clock that morning, pretty well all the stuff gets kicked off up there at the square. You know, there'll be entertainment at the stage. There'll be food, games, all sorts of stuff. I think we got inflatables coming up. I know the National Guard will have their zip line up around.
I'm going to talk to Anna tomorrow about the zip line so we can find out more about that.
Yeah, I know. That was a big hit last year.
I bet.
We were fortunate enough to get them back. We will have tractors on display up and down Main Street. There'll be a tractor show, also a pedal tractor show. And those tractors are more than welcome to come into the parade also.
Okay.
At one. So it's whatever they want to do. Yeah.
So since you mentioned the parade starts at 1, but what about for people who want to be in the parade?
They can register, I think. Oh, you're going to put me on the spot.
Well,
I think registration starts at 10 or 11.
I think, according to my information here, from 11:30.
11, okay. But we have people come early.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know I'm kind of one of the parade guys, so.
Okay, you know.
I've actually got to work at the bank in the morning, but I'll be there at 10:30 to start.
All right.
Getting people registered, and we got some other volunteers. So.
Yeah. Now, are there prizes for, do you have judges that pick out the best in various categories?
We do have judges. I'm not sure what the prizes are, unfortunately, but we have three judges that, you know, different categories. I'm sure antique cars, tractors, best float type deals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and maybe some horses. Got to have some horses
in
the parade.
Yeah, I don't know how many horses are going to
be. Yeah, we'll see.
It's hit and miss. Kind of depends on the weather and all that other fun stuff.
Well, that's kind of part of the fun of a parade, I think. You never quite know who's going to be there, and some kind of dependables, but there's always some surprises.
Yeah.
So fun. Yeah.
And, you know, T-Bone Association will be cooking steak sandwiches all day in the square. There'll be a cook-off, you know, beef, I think about any kind of beef you can enter.
Hmm.
There will be a cook-off, and I think the top prize wins $100.
So. Wow. Okay. And then, I know there's a couple other things you may want to mention, but there's dancing again.
Yeah. You know, there'll be a good band up in Main Street from 8 to midnight. So the beer garden, I think, opens at 2 or a little before and goes till midnight. So.
Okay.
Come support that.
Yeah. Again, the admission is the right price.
That's right.
It's free. Well, I want to just kind of jump here in between because according to my information, Operation T-Bone lasts from July 31st to August 6th with various things going on. But we should maybe just mention, you know, we just say it's Operation T-Bone. Why? Shane, why is Operation T-Bone still going?
A long time ago, a bunch of area producers got together and started shipping their cattle to, started Chicago. They'd get on a train and send their, you know, they could get a better price if they volume and numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent them to Chicago, and then they started going to Omaha, and then they, you know, once the rail kind of quit, they started having a sale here in Audubon, and
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it kind of worked, you know, with Albert and all sorts of that other stuff. Just kind of worked to have a town celebration, kind of showing off our history and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and therefore Albert the Bull in the park was born also as a part of that. And as you say, lots of people from all over stop to see Albert. That was one of the things when my dad visited, he got, I need to go see Albert the Bull.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many, I kind of live close to it, how many people you see down there taking pictures of
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as being from Audubon, just kind of take it for granted. it's just there. But, you know, a lot of people enjoy it.
Oh.
You know, it is kind of neat. So.
And you know what, Shane? I'm guessing there's people listening to us, and certainly people living in the area, who've never stopped by there. So. And you have, as I recall, a little recording there that talks about Albert the Bull. And of course, it's in a very nice park. So lots of things. Year round, you could stop and see Albert the Bull. You don't need to wait till Operation T-Bone.
Yeah, he's right on the south edge of town, right off of Highway 71. So if you just look over your shoulder, you can see him from the highway.
All right. Well, Shane, there are, of course, more things going on that we haven't mentioned. But we just want to remind folks again, starting tomorrow night, July 31st, you can have fun and food in Audubon all day Saturday. And then Sunday, there's a breakfast. Tuesday, there's the auction. And Sunday, there's another horse show and also a golf tournament. Hey, you just keep on celebrating.
Yeah, no sense of stopping, is there?
No, not when you're having fun. Well, we want to thank you very much, Shane Lang, who's president of Audubon Chamber of Commerce, for visiting with us and inviting us to Audubon for Operation T-Bone. And Shane, until next time, here's a thought. Help people find a reason to smile.